Conversations of Karbala. As part of our ongoing development of more meaningful observations of Muharram, Mahfil Ali have organized an integrated and dramatic delivery of the Maqtal and Matam. We do hope it enhances your Muharram experience this year, and we are always open to suggestions and comments that help us on our collective journey towards fulfilling our duties towards Allah. If you have missed an episode, you can watch it on the Sikkim YouTube channel. Imam Hussein's followers will be wearing green bands and Yazid's followers red bands. The poem is written by Tahir Adil and performed by Muhammad Walji, and the Matham is performed by Kumail Versi and Ahmed Virji. Day 10, the death of Imam Hussein.
I cannot grasp the wind with my hand. I cannot grasp the wind with my hands, nor hold my shadow with my finger. I cannot stare into the sun without a blink. So how can I explain your love into ink? I can see your light like the start of dawn, and feel your heart within me drawn. With the paint of your sacrifice taken from your throat, painted within me, and with your love, this I wrote. I've lived to learn that love can die, but death itself from you was shy. Oh, how I wish I was there when your tears couldn't stop, and lay down my eyes upon yours, drop by drop. So if my eyes say too little now, I assure you my heart still bows. Hussein, you all these eyes recall, silhouetted upon my heart's wall. Your father is the crown of the heart, and you're the blood red jewel that beautifies it. You're the essence of its moving beat and thud. You're the scent of this open flower bud. I keep you within this beating pride, but why do I keep you hidden inside? When a crown should be adorned for all to see, so why do I refuse to let you free? From within this cage of ribs, keeping you in as I breathe, flowing within my blood like a pearl within the sea. And the only way I'll let it go and let your love cease would be to break my ribs and drag me down to my sinful knees and end my life like Fatima just for you.
Sad Hussein, sad Hussein. Sad Hussein, son of Haider, we send us salam, send us salam. Nabi Allah's grandson, we send us salam, send us salam. A man on his mission to save Allah's word. Confrontation from tyrants that wanted the world. Refusing the bayat from cursed Yazid. Ya Imam, Ya Hussein, Ya Mazlum, Ya Shaheed. That Hussein, that Hussein, that Hussein, son of Haider, we send us salam, send us salam. Nabi Allah's grandson, we send us salam, send us salam. Alone by the Euphrates, calling for aid. His brothers lay martyred, their bodies lay slain. With a sir approaching, the time had arrived. his sword now unsheathed, the lion unleashed that was slain, that was slain, that was slain, son of Hader, we send us salam, send us salam. Nabi Allah's grandson, we send us salam, send us salam. His khaybar, the spear from Ali Akbar's chest, the three-pronged arrow from Asghar's small neck. For no man should witness their children's demise, but alas, my imam, oh, what choice did you have? That Hussein, that Hussein, that Hussein, son of Hader, we send us salam, send us salam. Nabi Allah's grandson, we send us salam, send us salam. In battle this hero triumphed over all, but Asr was here, as was Allah's call. Their stone spears and arrows, as he falls from Zuljannah, straight into sajda, the value of salah. That Hussein, that Hussein, that Hussein, son of Hader, we send us salam, send us salam. Nabi Allah's grandson, we send us salam, send us salam. His body lay headless, trampled by hooves, the ultimate insult that Yazid approved. The widows are screaming, the tents are on fire, whilst enemies plunder the loot they desire. That Hussein, that Hussein, that Hussein, son of Hader, we send us salam, send us salam. Nabi Allah's grandson, we send us salam, send us salam. A man on his mission to save Allah's word, confrontation from tyrants that wanted the world, refusing the bayat from cursed Yazid. Ya Imam, Ya Hussein, Ya Malum, Ya Shaheed.
When only three or four of his followers remained alive, Imam Hussein instructed that his Yemeni trousers be brought to him. He tore them to discourage their removal from his body upon his death. Imam Hussein remained in one position on the battlefield for a good part of the day. Despite nursing several wounds to his head and body, he continued to strike the enemy with his sword, scattering them away. Finally, Malik bin Nusayr came and struck Hussein on his head with his sword, cutting through his hooded cloak. The cloak became soaked in blood.
May you be incapable of eating or drinking with your hand. May Allah raise you on the day of judgment with the oppressors.
Imam Hussein discarded the bloodied cloak. Shimmer, together with about 10 Kufan foot soldiers, moved towards the tents of Imam Hussein. Hussein headed back towards the tents, but they prevented him from doing so.
If you have any loyalty to religion or any concern for the day of judgment, then at least conduct yourselves with a civility and fairness in the matters of this world. Call off these godless soldiers and let me pass.
Shimmer responded,
This is of your own making, O son of Fatima.
Hussein attacked them and forced them to withdraw. Humayd bin Muslim reported,
By Allah, I have never seen such persistence. His sons have been killed, members of his household and his followers, and yet he is still as brave as ever. He would not allow his spirit to diminish. When the enemies attacked him, he fought them with his sword and made them scatter like goats when a wolf comes upon them.
Hussein then drew back from the enemy, and his sister Zainab came out and said,
Woe unto you, Umar! Will you just passively watch whilst Abu Abdullah is being killed? Woe upon you all! Is there not a Muslim among you?
Hussein fiercely attacked the cavalry and said,
Are you encouraging each other to kill me? By Allah, my killing is an act most despicable in the sight of Allah. I surely hope that Allah will honor me by humbling you and grant me revenge. By Allah, if you kill me today, then Allah will shower you with hardship. Your punishment will be manifold and severe.
Shimmer marched towards Hussein with the foot soldiers. They surrounded Hussein completely from all directions.
Ya Allah, deny them the drops of rain from the sky and the blessings of the earth. Ya Allah, you have given them respite until now, but split them into factions disunited. May their leaders never be pleased with them. They invited us to come here and promised to help us, but instead, they have turned against us and have killed us.
A long time passed, during which anyone who wanted to kill Hussein could have, but no one dared. Each waited for someone else to make the first move. Upon observing this, Shimmer gave out a call to his people.
Cowards! What are you waiting for? May your mothers be deprived of you.
Then they launched an attack from all sides. Zuraa Tamimi struck Hussein on his left arm and shoulder. They kept a distance from him as he fell upon his face. Sinan bin Anas struck him with a spear. He did not allow anyone to approach Hussein out of fear that he might lose his head. Finally, he sat upon Hussein's body and severed his head. The items that were on Hussein's body were plundered. His cloak and shirt were grabbed. His sword was robbed. Then someone grabbed his sandals and trousers. Hussein's body lay bare on the sands of Karbala. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون